Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Well, it's time to have another deserted island moment here on 5 Minutes in Church History, and I have with us Dr. Conrad Mbewe. Dr. Mbewe, it's nice to see you again.
Thank you. Thanks, Steve, for having me.
We were with you a few weeks back, and we have you here again, and we are giving you a true gift, brother. We are going to relieve you of all of your hard work there at African Christian University, and we're going to let you just go off to a deserted island to spend some time enjoying some books. And there's a catch, though. You can only take 5 with you. You have a Bible, so you'll have a Bible. But what 5 books would you take with you on your trip to your deserted island?
Let's get that rolling. I think, first of all, I would want a devotional that is a classic, and almost certain you can guess that I'll be speaking about Pilgrim's Progress. That's a good one. And I would want one that is an edition that allows me to see where from the Bible the ideas were coming from, so that I'm able to then go to the Bible and read further. So I would definitely throw in John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. The next that I would go to would be a systematic theology. And I would want to go right back to the one that meant a lot to me in my formative years, and that was Louis Berkhof's systematic theology.
Yes.
Very simple, laid out pretty well. And yeah, I would definitely want to, for old time's sake.
That was my, in college, that was my go-to book for quotes and papers. So I love it. You gave me some nostalgia. All right, so we've got two. We got three more.
We sort of bank that. I would also want to throw in a biography. And I think I would go for the Arnold Dallimore's, I think the summarized biography of Whitfield.
Yes.
Rather than the two volumes.
The heavy two-volume tome.
Yes. I always remember that I struggled through the second volume because it was like, it was always the same thing he was doing every day. You know, so.
How many thousands did he preach to today?
Right? Yeah. So, but I would definitely love that. Again, what I love about it is you have on the one hand the heat that was in Whitfield's life, but also no doubt the knowledge that he also had of the basics of the Reformed faith and was really convinced of the truth of Calvinism. And he never lost out on his evangelistic fervor. So I would throw that in. It would be a difficult choice to make because being someone who studied missions, I really love biographies of missionaries. So I would, you know, be fighting over issues to do with Adoniram Judson, you know, William Carey and others. But yeah, being in a context of heartfelt evangelism, I probably would still finally settle for Whitfield. On spiritual disciplines of the Christian life, Don Whitney. That's now getting closer to today.
Sure.
Yes. I think I would love that. It just helps to sort of brush up my spiritual life every so often, see what I need to do a little more in my quiet moments and so forth. So I think I would equally throw that in.
And we have room for one more.
For one more. I'm trying to think of a more recent classic that might be more closely related to my own soul as well. I think I'll go for Spurgeon himself and simply pick on one of his sermon volumes. so that I'm having direct preaching to my own soul.
There you go. Well, that's great. What a wonderful collection that you have with you. I wish you well as you read these books and enjoy your time on your deserted island with your books.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
Well, that was Dr. Conrad Mbewe embarking on his deserted island. And I'm Steve Nichols. And thanks for joining us for 5 minutes in church history.